The next patient is Doyle Wright. The last name is W-R-I-G-H-T. The first name is Doyle. D, like in Delta, O-Y-L-E. This is the clinical case of a 49-year-old white male who is referred back to the practice by Dr. Khurana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A. Because of the persistent deterioration of the kidney function, period. In February, of this year, the patient had a creatinine of 1.8. On the laboratory workup that was done on August the 31st of 2021, the creatinine is 2.5. The BUN is 28, and the estimated GFR is 29 mLs per minute. Period. The patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is 600, which is consistent with selective and non-selective proteinuria. Period. In the first part of September, the patient had a total sedation that was evaluated by one of the local podiatrists. He was treated, however, an MRI was ordered, and the MRI was consistent with osteomyelitis. The patient went to the emergency room in Highlands Regional Hospital. Apparently, IV antibiotic therapy was given, and the peripheral circulation was tested with ultrasound and was inconclusive for activity of was inconclusive for a significant obstruction of the arteries, period. The renal ultrasound was consistent with chronic renal disease. There was no evidence of alteration in the circulation at the level of the renal arteries. Period. A cardiac catheterization was also performed, and it fails to show coronary artery disease according to the information given by the patient and the wife, period. He has an appointment with a podiatrist in Winter Haven, Dr. Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N. That appointment will be done tomorrow. Period. The patient currently on ciprofloxacin, 500 milligrams POVID. Period. The patient has persistent deterioration of the kidney function that is multifactorial, but at the present time, the factors are diabetic nephropathy, exposure to contrast material, comma, antibiotics IV, comma, antibiotics PO, period. Number two, the patient has evidence of osteomyelitis of the left great toe that is going to be evaluated by the podiatrist tomorrow. Following number, 10-year history of diabetes mellitus that is under better control ever since the patient got the continuous glucose monitoring Libre. He says that his blood sugar has not been over 200. He has changed the diet. Following number, arterial hypertension. The patient has severe fluid overload. He has pitting edema in both lower extremities, that is 2/4. And arterial hypertension, we are going to start restricting the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, comma, the sodium no more than 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours, and the administration of Bumex, 1 milligram on daily basis. The patient is advised to follow the body weight and recording and charting of this body weight should be brought to the next visit. Period. The patient had a potassium of 5, reason to avoid the supplementation of potassium after the administration of loop diuretics. Following number, hyperlipidemia under therapy with the administration of atorvastatin. Following number, anemia related to CKD, period. The administration of SGLT2 inhibitor or finerenone, FINERONONE, is not entertained at this point because of the decrease in the GFR, period. We continue to monitor the patient very closely and make adjustments as needed. Period. Paragraph. I spend 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.